Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump! Ah, yes, everybody jump. It's a Tuesday morning. Taz of the Moves with you, coming to you live. Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocky Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Sam, Mike across the way, Bogish with your updates. We go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
That is your number to call. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, buddy?
Great. I'm ready to go, Moose. I'm happy to be here and do the show with you, as usual. We do it every day. And got an excellent guest we got coming on in a little while, so looking forward to that also.
Yeah, top hour number two, Taz. We're going to be joined by Ryan Wilson, covers the NFL, NFL draft for CBSSports.com, so look forward to that conversation as we sit here, two-plus days away the start of the NFL draft down in Nashville, Tennessee. And, a lot of intriguing storylines surrounding the NFL draft. I mean, I guess we could begin our journey in Oakland. And it's difficult in the job that we do on a day-in, day-out basis. And it's difficult, I'm sure, for the NFL fan or the quote-unquote draft Nick, right? The one that the NFL fan that just dives deep into the NFL draft.
Draft mock.
Right, correct.
Draft mock, as we would call it.
Oh, yeah, or however way, yes.
You
however
are a mock.
Look
I
at
got
it.
You. I got you.
And you could call him draft mark or her draft mark as well. However way you want to look at it, those fans that dive deep into it, Taz, and are getting the scouting report, following the combine, following the individual pro days at these colleges about deciphering the information, right? What's right, what's wrong, what's put out there in terms of being a smokescreen or misinformation in order to get a team maybe off a scent of a player that they really like, or maybe trying to get a team to bite in so that they could trade down and add even more draft assets, come Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday later on in the draft. So, you go out to Oakland, and you begin with the Raiders, who Mike Mayock and John Gruden, as John Gruden gave Mike Mayock, the new GM out there in Oakland, for this draft, basically told him, don't mess up. Reportedly, Gruden and Mayock sent their scouts home as they put together their big board after getting all of their information. So a cloak and dagger routine out there in Oakland. They don't want anybody to know exactly what they feel about particular players, and those two guys are the ones that are going to be putting together the draft board, not with any kind of help with the scouts aside from the information that they provide. And you're getting reports out of Oakland that the Raiders are intrigued by a Houston defensive lineman named Ed Oliver, who was coming off a down year. Didn't get along with his head coach, Major Applewhite. We talked about that blow up, the end of the year.
Yep.
And was helped off the field, or taken off the field, I should say, and scream match with his head coach at that time because he wasn't wearing the proper apparel at that stage.
Yeah.
But Ed Oliver, if you go back a year ago, Taz, when he declared and said, 2018 was going to be his last college football season. A lot of people looked at him as being the best overall player and certainly the best defensive prospect in the 2019 NFL draft, the draft that's upon us, right?
Sure.
So you get that information coming out of Oakland that they're intrigued by Ed Oliver, and then shortly thereafter, you get the information coming out of Florham Park, New Jersey, that who are the Jets interested with the third overall pick? Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver.
Out of Houston. Why wouldn't they be? Right, of course. That's the apple of their eye. And then people say, well, are they really interested in Ed Oliver? Or are they interested in Ed Oliver because they believe that the Raiders are interested in Ed Oliver and they want to get the Raiders, Mike Maccagnan has made it perfectly clear, Taz, that he wants to trade back in this NFL draft. Are they trying to get a piece or an extra draft choice from the Oakland Raiders in order for the Raiders to move up one spot to number three in order for them to get the guy that they want in Ed Oliver?
That's amazing. And that's the beauty.
So what do you believe?
I know it's the gamesmanship of the draft, right? This is it. And that that paranoia you got to figure teams have, like you just laid out perfectly, Moose, with the Jets. Like, they're like, oh, no, and Oliver, wait, can't let the Raiders get him. Meanwhile, you know, geez, I think most of the boards for quite some time had the Jets going Josh Allen, the edge rusher out of Kentucky. And now it's like, well, wait a minute. Well, if the Raiders are going to go after us, they're going to take Oliver. Well, no, we can't have that. Look, as we know, this draft, it's coming up Thursday, is chock full of excellent defensive line play, right? So there's a bunch of really good guys. And it's almost like, I feel like you can't go wrong. No matter what guy you get, from Christian Wilkins to Gary out of Michigan, Ed Oliver, like we said, Quinnen Williams, obviously we talked a lot about. There's so many good guys. I guess we'll see. Like, if you're the Raiders, if I'm a Raider fan, I'm excited for the draft because I know Mayock, okay, as the boss there, as a GM, he is an expert. You know, we've all heard him for years on the NFL Network. He's an expert at the draft. So I think they got an edge on everybody as far as how to, you know, the gamesmanship and the positioning of who's going to take who's going to get who, and different contingency plans. He's excellent. He really is, Mayock. So,
no, he's very good. He's real good. But the proof is going to be in what he does. And,
sure.
And certainly you know that he is going to be prepared, as he was as an analyst for the really NFL is. Network. And you know that, Taz. But it's a matter of adding the right players and making sure that you get your guys when you get them. But, I mean, with the reports coming out of Oakland, and after the Raiders had sent their scouts home as Gruden and Mayock put together their big board, I mean, the leak that they're in love with Ed Oliver can only come from one of two men. I mean, it's either Gruden or Mayock, right? I mean, because it's not coming from anybody else.
We know it's not Mayock's daughter.
Right. We know it's not Mayock's daughter, right? As Mayock hid the big binder from his daughter, correct?
He went to dinner or lunch with his daughter. And his daughter ended up tweeting that, went to lunch, I'm paraphrasing, went to lunch with dad, and he went to the restroom, to the men's room, while they were eating, and he took his binder with him, like hiding it from his daughter. Like, you know, like he didn't want her to see it. You know, I thought that was very funny.
Right. Well, how old's the daughter?
I don't know. She's got to be. I'm looking at her Twitter. Well, she's got to be in late 20s. It looks like.
Right.
Yeah. It says real quick. I'll read it. Quick bite with dad. He goes to use the restroom and opts to take his super secret draft binder with him to the bathroom rather than leave it with me for literally 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, why are you taking the binder to lunch when you're having lunch with your daughter?
I guess he doesn't want his wife to see it at the house. I don't know.
That's a little strange to begin with.
I didn't think of that, Poppy. You're right.
But then you're taking the binder to the urinal as you relieve yourself.
It's like, hang on tight to it.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to use the urinal here.
Right. I don't know if I want to touch that binder after he came back from the bathroom, right? I mean,
they gotta fix the urinal here. By the way, it's a complete side note.
Yes.
It's aggravating me.
Well, they did.
No, this one's got the bag over it.
Oh, it still does.
Yeah.
I thought the sign was down.
No one here knows what I'm talking about. That's me, you, Mike, and Sam.
Correct. I mean, there's two men's rooms here on the 10th floor. Yeah. One is operational, and one yesterday was not.
You could still go in this one in the hallway now. You can go, but you cannot use the urinal.
Oh, so yeah.
Jones.
Right. I heard someone tried to flush something down the urinal that should not have been flushed down the urinal.
Yeah.
That's what the maintenance guy told me yesterday.
Someone said it was a turkey leg. That's what I heard. I don't know. Maybe
from Disney.
Disney. Yes, exactly right.
Well, French fries from Disney. That's a whole other story.
No doubt. McDonald's French fries, Main Street, fantastic. There check them out. Keep on looking for them.
All right. We go. All right. Used to be there. We don't have to go down that road again.
I'm joking around.
It was
I'm explaining.
There.
I know it was there. It's no longer. That partnership's no longer. But anyway. So. The main point of kicking off with this is you got to be careful in terms of what you read, what you believe at this stage. And I would not say without a shadow of a doubt to believe anything. I don't care where the report comes. And that even goes with Pete Prisco's report over the weekend, which we spent a lot of time with yesterday, Taz, that they're not going to draft Kyler Murray number one overall. Because that could be an instance where, you know, they're trying to bait maybe the Oakland Raiders, who seem to be intrigued by Kyler Murray, of moving from 4 to 1 in order to draft him. Or if the Oakland Raiders are intrigued by one of the other defensive prospects. So, I mean, I wouldn't believe anything. We know Maccagnan and the Jets would love to trade down. They don't have a second-round draft choice. After they make the third overall pick, the next choice you'll see him. It would be in the third round after their acquisition and trading up last year with the Indianapolis Colts for Sam Darnold. So, you know, everything that you hear and you see, you know, whether or not the Giants, you know, in search of a quarterback are more intrigued by, the Ohio State quarterback or Jones coming out of Duke, right. Whether or not the Jets are going to go defense, whether or not the Raiders are going to go defense, whether or not the Arizona Cardinals are going to draft Kyler Murray. You just got to be careful here because there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to want to float stuff out there and use kind of a smoke screen in order to make sure to try and do whatever they can to ensure that they get the player that they want at the price that they want it. Because that's the other part of this draft process as well. It's not about it's about getting the right player, Taz, but it's also getting the player at the right price and at the right level. You don't take a guy that's rated in the low 20s with the 9th or 10th overall pick. That's a guy you'd rather trade back with and get, even though you know that he is the right guy, because you don't want to reach, because you know nobody else is drafting guys at that stage. So that's a stage where you would like to trade back. So there's all this gamesmanship in terms of targeting the right guys, who you're not intrigued with, and also making sure that you draft the right guy in the right slot, too, come Thursday night.
Yeah, it's hard as heck. I mean, it's very difficult. Just when you know, I've watched it closely for years, as you have. And, I don't envy these guys. This is not something that just happens that one night. This is a build-up. This is prep work nonstop. And like we said about the gamesmanship, and we talked a lot about it yesterday, like you just said, with the whole Prisco thing with the Kyler Murray, that Arizona's not going to take him. And then we're like, well, maybe they used a member of the media like Prisco as a pawn, you know, just to kind of put this thing out there that they're not going to take Murray. I mean, you can't figure it out. You just can't. And because you got a bunch of teams, especially the teams in the top 10, let's just say for argument's sake, you know, they're all jockeying and trying to figure out who's going to do what, what's going to go where, how's that going to go. And you can't say nothing, or you try and get them off your scent. Maybe you tell them something different, you know. And then that's the fun part, though, of Thursday. Then once it starts to unfold, you start to see everyone showing their hand because they're making their picks. And that's the thing. This whole buildup, Moose, as you know, and this whole buildup. And then come Thursday night, and you'll be doing a special with Amy Lawrence, so you guys will be on the air doing it. It all unfolds, and it unfolds quick, right?
Yes.
It's like every couple of minutes, boom. Well, that's what the Niners did. All right, well, the Jets went that way. All right, well, the Raiders did this. Hey, the Bucks did that. You know, that type of thing. So, you know, that's why it always takes it's kind of the big buildup, and then it takes forever to build up, and then it's like boom, 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 boom. It just happens quick, you know, in that one night. You know?
It really does. And then you find out in terms of who guys were really after, who they'd like to see have fallen to them. Maybe some guys that might, some teams that might have reached. And, you won't know the true grades of a first round until a few years down the line, until you figure out how these guys play on the NFL level. But there's certainly going to be an approach that's going to be graded, certainly Friday morning when you and myself, Taz, are on the air. Yeah. Taking you through the mornings right here on CBS Sports Radio. So you get all of this information out there about where teams are leaning, who they're after, what position they'd like to attack early on, what players they like, what players they don't like. Like you mentioned that, you know, the Jets and Josh Allen from Kentucky, and there were reports yesterday that the Jets aren't that high on Josh Allen coming out of Kentucky, that he might actually fall a little bit in the NFL draft. Who knows? I mean, but he's a guy that many people put on the Jets because they've been looking for an edge rusher for quite some time. So you get all this information, and then you get the Dopey Wunderlich scores that get leaked out and for the quarterback position. And if you don't know what the Wunderlich test is, it's basically a test. It's not grading so much per se about intelligence, even though that's part of it. It's deciphering information in a timely manner. Deciphering information in a timely manner and giving the correct score.
Right.
That's really what it is. Some guys are better at testing out than others. And we've seen guys that have had great Wunderlich scores that have done nothing in the National Football League because they really don't have the physical ability to play quarterback on the NFL level. They were good college players, and we've seen guys that have had disastrous Wunderlich scores, like Dan Marino, who was one of the all-time greats and one of the great throwers and great quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen. So the 2019 NFL draft quarterback class, some of the Wunderlich scores did get leaked. I think it was 3, 6, 9, 12, 14 that I have in front of me right now, right? The highest Wunderlich score of 43 was Ryan Finley. Of course. There you go. With 43. Who was second? Gardner Minshew.
42. Gardner!
Yeah. Daniel Jones out of Duke, 37.
Duke Jones, you know, he's going to get a good one.
Right. Easton Stick. Best name of the draft
Could
class.
Could be a great name. It's definitely 30, a great name.
Easton Stick, 32.
Easton Stick. He should be playing baseball.
Clayton Thorson, 32.
Hold on. Are you looking at what position? Are you looking at overall players?
No, quarterback.
Quarterbacks, okay.
Yeah, Clayton Thorson, 32.
Right.
Trace McSorley, 31.
Mm.
Will Greer, 30.
Can I do a couple?
Sure.
Brett Ripken, 28.
Right.
Jarrett Stidman, 27. Drew Locke. We talked a lot about 26, Tyree Jackson, 25. Take it away.
Dwayne Haskins, 25. Sean McGuire, 22.
And
Kyler Murray, 20.
Wow. Last Jones.
Last Jones. That's right.
Well, here's the thing, right? So, like you said, you kind of alluded to it. Like, what, how much do you, not you, the person out there listening to us, put into this as far as my quarterback of my team? He got a great Wunderlich score. I mean, how important is that? I don't know. Me, personally, I don't think it's a huge thing at all. And quite frankly, Moose, you know what the average score is for a Wunderlich test?
25.
The average score? 20. That's what I saw.
Unless 25 for quarterbacks.
Oh, I'm talking about people.
Oh, no, I didn't
I'm
know
talking
that.
About human beings. Oh. 20 is out of a possible 50 is the highest score. Average score for human beings.
When you go
if
by,
you get a 10, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's it.
A stone cold idiot.
When you go by position, cornerback is 18, linebacker 19, average score safety 19, tight end 22, guard 23, quarterback 24, center 25, offensive tackle is a 26. That's your average score on the Wunderlich test by position in the National Football League. So, for some of the positions in the NFL test. So, I mean, I don't read all that much. I mean, listen, they should be private. They should be private.
Yeah,
and they're not. And they're thrown out there. And clearly it was thrown out there to make some of the quarterbacks look bad. Not Daniel Jones, who scored a 37. He's like, hey, you know what? That's a pretty good score.
Yeah,
or Easton Stick or Ryan Finley, who leads the way with a 43. But Kyler Murray at 20, as you know, we, for a better part of 2 months here, Taz, we all believed that he was going to go number one overall to the Arizona Cardinals. Now you're starting to get the reports of, you got the Prisco report over the weekend, right? The Wunderlich score gets leaked. Then you're hearing stories that he didn't necessarily interview all that well with a lot of these teams that might be intrigued in drafting a quarterback with a high draft choice Thursday night. And we know those teams have need, the Giants being one of them, clearly the Miami Dolphins being another, the team with the number one overall pick, the Arizona Cardinals, even adding Josh Rosen a year ago, they appear to be a team that's in need of a quarterback that has kicked the tires on drafting Kyler Murray number one overall. So, I don't know exactly what to believe. I do believe the interview process is important. I think it's more important than anything that you grade out with the Wunderlich test.
Absolutely, I agree.
You can't get a 7 or 8 on the Wunderlich test. Then people are going to question your intelligence. But
there's a couple of guys that got real low, you know.
Yes.
Not quarterback. I'm saying some guys.
Yeah, that grade out very, very low.
I have the whole thing here, dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, Taz, the point that I was making about the quarterback spot in terms of Murray here and the interview process is that is important. And for teams to believe that you can are capable of being the face of your franchise, because that comes part and parcel with playing quarterback. It's not only
what
you can do throwing it and running it if you're Kyler Murray and how athletically gifted you are, but it's also handling the media, your teammates, how you're going to represent the franchise. And we've seen guys that were expected to go higher in the first round of the draft that had terrible interviews. Geno Smith comes to mind, who ended up being a disastrous NFL quarterback. But Geno Smith coming out of West Virginia, Taz, a lot of people believed he was going to be a first-round draft choice. He wasn't.
Yeah, no,
and his interviews were brutal.
No, I know. And then you're right. The interview process is very key because that shows a lot of things, right? It's your communication skills. Do you look somebody in the eye? How do you handle a question? How do you make a statement? You know, just the way you bob back and forth with somebody. You know, just that alone. And what type of person you are. Yeah, they can get a good feel. How long those interviews usually go, roughly?
You know? I would say a half hour.
Okay, so in a half hour, you could get to know somebody a little bit. We've all been on interviews in our lives or careers, no matter what you do. And you could get to know somebody a little bit. I mean, unless they're a complete BS artist. I know a lot of people like that. That's another story. But you could get to know someone a little bit. So if this guy is going to be potentially your quarterback for hopefully the future, you can kind of get a vibe on him in a half hour. And if he acts like just a schmuck, or he's got an attitude, or he don't make eye contact, or he's dismissive, or he's just like zoned out, and he looks like a knucklehead, well, there's a good chance you don't want to draft this guy.
Well, right, and Geno Smith is a prime example who spent the time on his cell phone.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Did he really?
Yes, that's he did. Tremendous. Yes, spent the time on his cell phone as he's sitting at dinner.
Could you imagine that?
No, oh my God. Getting interviewed by a team. Well, that was one example. Yes, wow. that is indeed true. And and then he fought back on that. And then after he dropped, he fired his agent. And I mean, that was an entire disaster. I don't know what to believe. I do know this about Murray. He's a hell of a player, and we all witnessed it. I do think he does have an uphill battle with his size, Taz, of playing in the National Football League. But I don't think it's a battle. I don't think it's a mountain that's unclimbable. I do think he can work in the NFL, but I think you also have to adjust your entire team and your offense to fit his strengths as a quarterback.
Sure, yep.
But as confident as I was maybe 2 weeks ago, Taz, that he was going to be the number one overall pick, that confidence is as he was a minus 2,000 favorite to go number one overall in Arizona. Jeez. My confidence level in that is starting to wane a little bit. I don't know if he's going to go number one
overall. Is it because of the Prisco thing?
No, it's a number of different things that have come out there. It's the Prisco stuff. It's the reports that he didn't interview well. Mm. You throw in the Wonderlic test. You throw in his size at 5'9".
And to the point you made, you got to change your whole offense to work around this kid.
Yeah, you throw all of that into the mix, Taz.
You might be right.
No, I'm not. And listen, maybe because I'm asking, we chatted a lot about yesterday about why would Arizona leak out to Pete Prisco that they're not going to take Kyler Murray number one overall.
I know, they have the number one spot. It's a little perplexing.
Right, unless they feel that there's a team that they could trade back to and still get Murray.
Yeah, I think. Look,
I mean, that would be the only reason.
That would be. I mean, these guys
because they have the number one overall pick. So, I mean, they get to pick.
They're in the catbird seat. They can do whatever they got to do.
They get the pick of the litter.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, these teams don't just put stuff out there for hits and giggles and for fun or just to be nice. Hey, you know what? We don't want to make anyone confused. So, we're just not going to take Kyler. Get that out there, Petey. That's not how this goes. They don't do that. These guys, everything is cerebral and there's a strategy behind it. We don't know what that strategy is by the cards, but there's something to this. You might be right about this whole thing about Murray maybe not going first. I that's why I asked you why you were thinking that. And I told you, I saw him on TV right after he did his pro day in Norman. And I saw him on ESPN, and they sat down with him. And he does not, to me, and I have nothing against the kid or his family, but I think he's a tremendous athlete. He's probably going to be a great player. But I got to tell you, bro, and I said this on our show here. I watched it. He did not come off like a good kid. He did, not that he does bad things. He came off, there was an arrogance. Not a swagger. Gotcha. There was an arrogance there.
That bothered you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That did bother me. There was some little things he did. Maybe because I got a kid that's a couple of years younger than him. So that's why I look at it like I don't know. I believe you got to have a little respect when you're getting interviewed by somebody when you're young.
And you've seen that. I mean, you've seen that.
He just came off a little.
And you've seen that with, you want to draw an example with Haskins. When he's asked about different teams, he said, say the Giants, for example, because that comes to mind. He said, I wouldn't mind learning from Eli Manning. I've been a Giant fan my whole life.
Humble.
Right. They asked Kyler Murray, and he was basically like, yeah, I think me and Odell Beckham Jr. would light the league up. There was no reference about Eli Manning.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that. Now, some are going to say, well, that's the alpha male.
Well, that, yes.
That's the leader. He's not worried about the competition. He doesn't care about Eli Manning. That's the guy that he's looking at and saying, well, once I get drafted, say, by the Giants, that's my franchise.
You're right. That a lot of people would say that if they heard what we're saying right now. But here's the thing I would say to them. Yeah, that's great. That's great. You're the alpha male. But if you come off that alpha, whatever he is, 21 years old, not making money yet, what's he going to be like when he's got 5 years under his belt, maybe he goes to a conference championship, He's an all-pro. What's he going to be like then in four or five years? He's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
You know what I mean? A complete nightmare. He's going to be Antonio Brown. That's what he's going to be.
Well, right. Well, you know what I mean? I don't know if he can get to that.
Well, you know,
I understand what you mean. Antonio Brown's basically on the moon.
Yeah, he's just...
He's in a world...
I thought he was going to be nice out there. He's already starting up.
I thought he'd be a happy camper. He still can't forget about the. He can't forget about his days in Pittsburgh.
He's all over Juju Smith. He's all over him.
Just can't stop.
Non-stop.
Right. No question about.
But what? Anytime soon. What are we
we're
doing?
Going to break right
I'm
now.
Go all day. Yes. I'll go all day.
855-212-4227 Oh, now you're Mr. Break Time. 855-212-4227 It's Moose. It's a Tuesday morning. We get it going with the NFL draft. Kyler Murray's Wonderlic score. What do you believe in terms of all the information that is out there, what Arizona's going to do with the number one overall pick? What do you want your team to do come Thursday night down in Nashville with their first-round draft choice? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. It's Taz and it's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy Oscar De La Hoya, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Like CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, Moose, you know what? We threw it out there talking about Kyler Murray. Is he still going to go first? You brought up some good points why maybe he doesn't go first on Thursday at the draft to the Arizona Cardinals. Let's go down to the Lone Star State, Houston, Texas. Dane. Dane is listening on 610 AM. Dane, what's up? You're on with Taz and the Moose.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning. What's up?
What's going on, Dane?
What's up? What's Kyler Murray's height? What's 5'10"?
Let's just say 5'10" for 5'10". That was 5'10" and like
I thought it was 5'9" and a quarter.
I thought it was 5'10".
Was it 5'10"?
Hold on, Dane. We're working on this. I think it's five. Let's just say 5'9" and three quarters. How about that?
That's fine with me.
Okay, good.
I spoke to you guys about a month ago about this, and I said he's going number one regardless of height, and I still feel that way. I want to know how you guys are thinking on Arizona. Is it hype? Is it the hype? You know, with the new coach and the swag.
Right.
What are we thinking?
What you mean if they're going to take? Why did it? Why
right, 5'10" and eighth?
5'10"
and eighth. You know,
so I was right.
Yeah, I just said that. You were right. 5'10" and eighth.
Thanks, Moose.
Yes.
So your question is, Dane, why do they want him? Why did the Cardinals want Kyler?
No, regardless of height, I mean, he's going number one, right?
Well, that's what we've been all saying and hearing. We've been talking about, and we cover this closely. Moose put up some good points earlier in the last segment. Maybe he doesn't go. Why he doesn't go number one? And there was a report we covered the other day. Well, I don't know if you heard it about Pete Prisco from CBS Sports HQ saying the Cards saying they're not taking Murray number one.
Right, and for the reason was that the owners were pushing for Murray number one overall because they were trying to sell tickets.
Right. To the big building. That was what it was.
So that they wanted more season tickets sales.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Dan.
And thanks a lot for the call. So if the owners have then backed, that's where you get into trouble. I mean, that would bother me if I'm an Arizona Cardinals fan. Not just the fact of the Prisco report, Taz, is this. The owner's got to get out of the way. I mean, and I know that Jerry Jones got a different deal down in Dallas, and He and his son Steven are running the personnel department, but specifically him making those personnel decisions, Taz. But you know, if you're gonna have the GM and the coach and everything, like, let them go make the decisions of what they need when they need to do it. And there's nothing worse than when you're drafting guys to sell tickets. You should be drafting guys to win games.
Which in turn sells tickets.
Sells tickets.
Right, right.
I mean, that's it. Because everything else is nonsense. So you got to make sure. Well, now, if they draft Kyler Murray because they believe in him, and they believe in him more than Josh Rosen, then so be it. But right. It would bother me that it was the owner. If the Prisco report is true, and Pete does a good job, somebody told him, and he's not pulling out thin air.
Yeah, whether especially or not the way he said it.
Right, and let's see what the person that leaked that story to him, what their true intentions were. But if the deal is that the owner was pushing for them to draft Kyler Murray, that's another issue out there in Arizona.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because if you're the owner of the team, all right, and you're now going to look at somebody just as an attraction and use them. That's not the right. We're not in this game here. This is not. I mean, maybe if you do that in the business that I'm from, the pro wrestling business and that industry, then that makes sense. You don't do that when you're playing the in the NFL and you're throwing stuff out there just to, you know, hook people to buy tickets, and then maybe you pull the rug out for them and you don't take the kid. So you use them. You use Kyler Murray as an attraction or just to get create buzz for the Arizona Cardinals. And then this stuff comes out. It looks bad for you.
It's right. Just a bad Redskin look. Fan, take it from me. It never is a good thing when your owner gets heavily involved.
Right. Well, you know. You've been beaten down, pummeled.
That's exactly
about
right.
The head, neck, and chest area.
Yes.
As a Redskins fan.
Yes.
Unlike me, that's a Bills fan.
I know. So. Well, congratulations. You have a new running back.
Another one. He's 60 years old also.
No, T.J. Yeldon.
He's older, though. He's not 60.
No, he's 29.
Yeah, but he's 28. He's been around the block like
but
all the rest of our running
properly,
backs. They're all old.
If you can get be a guy that catches the ball out of the backfield, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
on him every day.
Yeah, I know you can.
He's 25. And if you compare,
he's only 25.
25.
I feel like
if
he's
you
been
combine
playing a long time.
Gore and LeSean McCoy,
they're 105 combined.
Right. Well, maybe you have two healthy legs.
You're right, though. I mean, you're not wrong.
Right.
Why can't we get one of these young guys, Josh Jacobs out of Alabama or something like that? I mean, you know, he's not projected to go in the top 20, but he's a young guy that can run, or Damian Harris or something like that.
We have
Alabama.
Other needs.
I know we do have a lot of needs. Unlike you Redskins, who have no needs.
Listen, the Redskins are terrible. I'll admit it. They need everything, including a coach and a GM and a president.
And everything. Look who just walked in.
Huh? Yes.
Look at him with his
what's up, Andrew?
Flannel shirt on.
I get so confused when you say that because I've been here for a while.
Why do you have to expose the bit? Does it make you feel powerful that you do that?
I always look over my
shoulder.
People
listen don't know. Wow, he just walked in. I'm putting out there that you're very busy.
I'm not.
I'm actually help. I know, but I'm trying to help you.
No, you don't
I'm
need
a
to.
Star maker, buddy. You realize that?
Moose, your thoughts.
No, come on.
I think his sigh and laughter was his thought. That was his thought.
Didn't see
it goes on forever.
It does.
I should just have that.
It's not done. Hold on. It's still going.
When someone sends me a text,
it's
the greatest laugh track ever. It really is. It's the greatest
it's like a laugh
track
minute.
Ever. Right. Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
So anyway, I was trying to help you, AB. I was really trying to help you. I was just saying that this guy's so busy. Look, he just walked in. He's grinding. It's just one of the many duties he has here at CBS Sports Radio. And you're like, I've been sitting here the whole while.
Well, I always get excited like someone is here.
Yeah.
And
then
been
it's
entertained.
Just, it's me.
He's loved the conversation.
All right, take it away.
Thanks, Moose.
You got it.
Here's your report sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way.
We got to make that a drop. I'm a star maker.
To provide a seamless mortgage experience. I'd make it a T-shirt.
Yes.
Too sweet.
I've made some stars, man. I'm not kidding you. Maybe not in this show. This is tough.
But thank you.
Yeah. His greatest challenge yet.
Exactly.
Pete Bilotti.
I smell a sitcom.
We all know tough.
This is tough. It's tough to make stars here. Lord knows I've tried, man. I'm still trying.
There were two sweeps possible last night in the NBA. We only got one.
Reggie Jackson rocks back on Giannis. Jackson driving to the rim. Sent out of there. Giannis got a piece of it. Picked up by Bledsoe. He drives hard to the rim. Lay it up. Good on Blake Griffin. And the Bucks have regained a 15-point lead.
That's Ted Davis on Bucks Radio. Giannis, Bledsoe, and those Bucks pulled away starting late third quarter to close out the Pistons in Detroit 127-104. Giannis finished with 41. This is the first time Milwaukee's won a playoff series since 2001. Meanwhile, Detroit has dropped 14 playoff games in a row. That is an NBA record. The Jazz able to stay alive with a 107-91 home win over the Rockets. Utah surged in the fourth, opened the quarter on a 15-1 run. Donovan Mitchell scored 19 of his 31 in that final frame.
Everybody responded the way we expected them to, but the biggest thing for us is to take what we did today and multiply it, because I think we could play even better.
Game 5 back in Houston tomorrow night. The Phoenix Suns fired head coach Igor Kokoschkov last night after just one season. They're reportedly focused now on Sixers assistant Monty Williams, who was also interviewed for the Laker job. And new Kings head coach Luke Walton is facing a sexual assault lawsuit. The alleged incident happened in April 2016 when Walton was a Warriors assistant. The Kings say they knew nothing about this when they hired Walton last week. The Carolina Hurricanes setting up the third Game 7 of Round 1 with a 5-2 home win over the Capitals last night. They'll decide things tomorrow in D.C. There's no tomorrow for the Nashville Predators.
And now here comes Sagan with speed. Drop. Radulov. Across. Klingberg shoots. He scores! John Klingberg sends the Stars to the second round!
Josh Bogorad on Stars Radio. Dallas dropping Nashville 2-1 in OT in their Game 6. Up next are the Blues. The Mets and Phillies got a late start in New York because of rain. Then Bryce Harper got an early exit thanks to home plate umpire Mark Carlson. Phil's manager Gabe Kapler had Bryce's back.
Our dugout did not agree with Mark. A lot of Mark's calls.
Harper tossed for chirping from the dugout in the fourth inning. He made contact with Carlson when he rushed towards him and Kapler, who were already arguing. The Phils lost the game 5-1. Arizona winning.
Arrieta, after the game, was critical of Harper, and he's dead on correct. And he said, we need him out there in right field. They ended up losing the game. The Mets and Mats was great. And the last 16 batters, 16 up, 16 down for the Phillies. Mets pitching was good as well. But Taz, if you're Bryce Harper, it's Mets, Phillies, on the road. You've got to be smarter than that.
Absolutely.
You just do. And I get you want to try and send a message to the home plate umpire, and you didn't get a call, and you were ticked off, and you're running hot and getting hot, stealing a line from you and Pete Cass. But, Taz, you can't get run out of the game.
He
they need him
from
out.
The bench. He sprinted at the guy.
Because he's screaming at him, so he gets run.
Right.
Then all of a sudden he comes. You don't know who gets run out of the game.
Right.
And then he comes steamrolling out of the dugout.
Yep.
And as Bogus mentioned, it makes contact with the home plate umpire. The Philadelphia Phillies paid him, gave him a 13-year, $330 million deal for him to be in right field last night in Queens.
As a Mets fan, I was happy.
And yeah.
Every Mets fan was happy.
Throw
his ass out. Go ahead.
And then they ask Callaway after the game, did that change anything? Well, it didn't really change much until his spot in the lineup comes up. Mickey, it changes everything when you take Harper out of the lineup for the Phillies, does it not?
No, it does. And he really went. He was calm. He was in the tuck. And then he just snapped and just sprinted. He lost it. But, Mickey, these coaches, these managers, not going to give anybody credit, Mickey,
Right. I get, well.
No, believe me. That whole Mets lineup. No, not us. Not the Mets.
Right. Mickey was like, we don't really think about it till his turn through. Whoa.
Yeah.
Analyzing?
Why is Hall putting it up? He got thrown out, man.
Right.
Oh.
I thought he was on the Nationals.
he gave that response last night.
Didn't he go to the Padres when that was Machado?
He gave that response last night, so it's like, wait a second, so you're not really thinking ahead? What are you doing on the dugout? Playing games with sunflower seeds?
Trying to get their own order right.
No, he's know what he's doing. He works on that mustache. He's got a perfect porn star mustache.
Well, he's got the beard. He's got the
perfect beard. But his mustache with the beard?
It is, right, but it's like the perfect
crop beard.
He cuts his own hair.
Does he cuts his own hair?
Yes.
What is he, a farmer? Nothing against farmers, but what is he doing?
He cuts his own hair.
Who cuts their own hair?
He does.
How do you cut your own hair?
How
there's
do you
large
that?
Chunks of it that you can't see. Oh, wow.
No.
Did you get a haircut? I got them all cut.
He uses Howie was talking about on the broadcast the other day. He does cut. It's not the Flo-Bee, which was like circa 91.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly
just
does.
Cuts stuff. Right. Yeah.
Circa 91. It's not the Flo-Bee. It's like one of those, razors.
I used to buzz my own head. Yeah. That's easy, but this guy don't have a buzz cut. I'd be on the road. I have to keep my head shaved.
He has a pretty short head of hair.
He does not use the clippers, though. His hair's not that
short. I don't think so. I don't know what Howie Rose on the broadcast like 2 weeks ago said Mickey Callaway cuts his own hair. You're the Mets manager. Just go to a barber. Stop embarrassing yourself. I mean, really.
That's fair.
You're the manager of the Mets.
I'd argue that you're just a grown-up. You know, go to a barber
this
shop.
Is not, you're not managing single A where you're trying
times
to...
Times are tough.
Right, trying to buy a house.
You're not the hitting coach for the Ducks.
Right, you're the... Yes. Right.
Things are okay.
Yeah. You're the manager of the Mets.
For the Long Island Ducks here. You're not struggling out in Central Islip.
Honestly. Go to a nice barber in Queens. Get a hot shave and cut your hair.
There's a plethora of them. Right. I mean, they're all over. I mean,
$30. They'll do you right.
A lot of these teams have a barber, you know, that is in the clubhouse. They have a chair that cuts their hair.
I don't think the Mets are one of those teams.
It's just El Cheapo Jones, I guess. El Cheapo. Makes sense.
I don't think we have a barber? Brave. No, you do it yourself. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Welcome to the Mets.
And if you did cut your own hair, why would you let that be known to the public? Nevertheless, the broadcaster.
Maybe he thinks it's cool.
Because they're going to say everything. They're going to tell you everything.
Yeah, maybe he thinks it's cool.
He must think it's cool.
Well, think about a guy that's not El Cheapo. Think about this Gio Gonzalez, right? When he was down in Scranton, Yankees AAA affiliate, right? Yeah. He just got released. They had the deal of a date. He had to be up with a major league club. He paid for multiple dinners and stuff for the guys on the AAA team. But he also bought them one of those you'd find in an arcade room, like a cool
pachinko machine.
No, an arcade game like Pac-Man or whatever it might be.
Oh, Asteroids?
No, it wasn't Asteroids.
Pinball,
but Galaga. You know, like one
Galaga.
Of those,
the watermelons.
No, Galaga's. What are you talking about?
Oh my God! The show's over.
No, not Gallagher. Gallagher.
Does everybody know who Gallagher is?
Yeah, that's why that joke was terrible.
That's a terrible joke. I bring up Don Rickles, and you bring up Gallagher. Gallagher hasn't been. Nobody alive that's listened to our show knows Gallagher.
Yeah.
It was in 1974 they were wearing bell bottoms when he's hitting watermelons.
You're right, with a turtleneck.
Right. That's true. Gallagher.
Yeah. What a bit he had, huh?
That was short on top, party in the back.
We should bring that back.
Bogus, we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, might as well.
We got to go to bed.
All right, take it away.
Yes, thank you.
Take care, buddy. Yes. Good job.
But Gio Gonzalez did a nice job. Because, you know, he's not making a ton of money, obviously, from the Yankees. He's looking to get a major league job. But signed to a minor league contract, he took care of the guys down at AAA. Was not El Cheapo, as you would say. was good to the younger players. In paying for a lot of their stuff when he's down there.
That's nice, though.
That's
good
a nice
to hear.
Job.
No, that is good. Yeah, I'm sure you get a lot of guys that do that, too. You know, if they go down and rehab and something in the minors and they make a lot more money.
Well, I think there's some guys that do it. I think there are probably some other guys that don't.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I agree with you. But there are probably other guys that are like, no, I don't want to do it.
That jerk on TV. Anyway.
Oh, stop.
Don't say his name.
I'm not going to say his
name. I thought you
were
going to.
I'm not going to say his name. You hate him like he stole something from you. Every time he pops up on TV, I'm like, what is he exactly doing?
Mike, you know who it is.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Oh.
It's Taz, it's Moose. The Greek Freak gets freaky. We'll explain. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at a player who has got it done this week. Donovan Mitchell, the guard, scored 19 of his 31 points fourth quarter. Jazz staved off elimination by beating the Rockets 107-91 last night in Game 4 of their first-round series out in Salt Lake City. Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, Taz, we're going to be joined here by Ryan Wilson.
Yes.
Covers the NFL draft for CBS Sports. Has been a guest on our program before.
Mm.
And we'll try and kind of weed through all of the information, which is misinformation, which is true, who's rising, who's falling, as we're, 48-plus hours away from NFL draft night, as the first round will take place Thursday night. And
yes.
Amy and I will take you through it right here on CBS Sports Radio from 8 to midnight. So look forward to that. You and I will be together breaking down round number one on Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time, and then talking about what's going to transpire when rounds two
That's
and
right.
three get going on Friday night.
People are going to think I was shunned by the company.
Right.
You know?
I think that's going to be at the top of people's thoughts.
My wife has the same mindset you do with this, because I brought that up to her the other day.
I'm no, sure you did.
And you'll appreciate.
That does not surprise
you'll
me.
You'll appreciate what she said.
Was that over a shake?
This was, no.
A
this
whole
was,
shake?
No, over a smoothie? No. Yeah. No, this was over a box of pomegranates. Oh. But so what happened was, I said, you know, because we got this family thing we got to do. People are going to think that, you know, Amy's doing a show at Moose that I got shunned.
And
she's
going
to go, you think that everybody has nothing else better to do except think about you?
God bless your wife.
Yes.
She's a saint.
I just walked out of the room.
Honestly, she's a saint.
And I thought of you. Is that something you would say to me?
That is something I would say. Your wife and I think very much alike.
That's said.
Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, NFL Draft. Coming your way next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.